At some point every day, almost all of us are pedestrians. We don't think a lot about crossing streets or walking along roads, but that's when crashes can happen. Tragically, each year about 100 pedestrians are killed in South Carolina. Two-thirds of those people were hit by vehicles after dark. What can you do when you're on foot to keep yourself safe? To be safe, you need to be seen. Wear the right clothes. Walk where it is safe and follow the rules. If designated crossings are nearby, use them. How should you dress to be seen? You'll be most visible wearing light-colored clothing with retro-reflective accessories. Let me show you the difference they can make. Okay, we're going to drive past three pedestrians. The first is wearing dark pants and a dark shirt. You can barely see him, even when you're right on him. Now here's the second pedestrian. He's wearing a white shirt and light-colored pants. See how much easier it is to see him with just that one change? Now let's see the third pedestrian. He's wearing retro-reflective material on his jacket, wrists, and ankles. Even better, when you dress to make yourself seen, it can save your life. Where you walk matters too. South Carolina law requires pedestrians to use a sidewalk or the shoulder of a roadway when available. Specifically, if there's no sidewalk, the law requires you to walk on the shoulder of the roadway, on the left, facing traffic. It's not only the law, but it's the safest place to be. In very rare cases where there is no shoulder or sidewalk, the law says you should walk as close as possible to the outside edge of the roadway facing traffic. Motorists need to realize that on such roads, pedestrians could be walking in their paths. They should drive at a speed that would allow them to take evasive maneuvers if they suddenly spotted a pedestrian on the roadway. There are many laws about pedestrians and motorists sharing the roadway, but the most important is the law of physics. The mass and velocity of a motor vehicle can make it nearly impossible for pedestrians to survive a collision. Even at 40 miles per hour, there's only a slim chance that a pedestrian will survive being struck by a vehicle. Most pedestrians are struck while attempting to cross the roadway or while walking in it. By far, the most typical pedestrian victim in South Carolina is a middle-aged adult male struck while crossing a roadway. The most dangerous places to cross are poorly lit rural roads or busy four-lane highways. When pedestrians dart into traffic after dark, it's nearly impossible for drivers to see them, especially if they're wearing dark clothing. If you're in an area where crossing locations are not designated, choose the place where you'll have the broadest view of vehicles coming from both directions. Cross only after you have looked both ways and are sure you've got plenty of time. Vehicles are moving faster than they appear. It's against the law for pedestrians to walk on the interstate. If your vehicle breaks down, do not attempt to cross the interstate. Stay there. Put your emergency flashers on, and if you have a cell phone, call for help. If you feel you cannot wait for help to arrive, get as far under the shoulder as possible and walk in the direction opposite from that in which you're traveling, so that you're facing traffic. Never walk with your back to traffic. We all know that drinking and driving can kill, and someone impaired is at significant risk when walking on roadways as well. Their judgment is affected, as well as their coordination and reflexes. Intoxicated pedestrians should plan a ride home or stay where they are, just as if they were driving. Drivers play a significant role in avoiding collisions with pedestrians, too. Inattention and speed can be especially deadly, since pedestrians, including small children, can appear in the roadway very suddenly. The driver needs adequate time to react to these situations. When driving on a poorly lit road, scan ahead with your lights on bright when you can. Using your high beams makes it much easier to see pedestrians, especially those wearing dark clothing. Always drive the speed limit or below, especially as you approach curves or blind spots. If you're driving in rural areas after dark and run over something, stop to see what it was. If you're unsure what you struck, consider calling authorities. Leaving the scene of a collision where someone is injured or killed is a serious violation of the law. Remember, when you're driving, slow down when you see a pedestrian or know you're in an area where pedestrians may suddenly appear, such as curves in the roadway or blind spots. There will be a time when you or someone you love will be that pedestrian. Take the same precautions you'd want a driver to take for you. Take extra care in neighborhoods where children playing may dart into the street. Reduce your speed and stay alert. The best thing you can do when you're walking is to assume that the driver cannot see you. Do everything you can to put distance between yourself and cars. You're the vulnerable one here. And make it a practice to wear light clothing with retroreflective accessories when you're a pedestrian.
It's a simple idea that can save your life. Be safe. Be seen.